This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
All over, whether it's a year and a half from now or 5.5 years from now, how do you want to be remembered as president?
As a president that loved the people, took care of the people, made our economy tremendous, built up our military, took care of our vets. Somebody that really loved the country and did a great job. Whether it's 4 years or hopefully it's 8 years, because I still have work to do. Somebody that did a really great job for the country.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here, KJRadio.com. Wow. You know, what a way to put that. And what humility. You know, whether it's 4 years or whether it's 8 years, he's not saying it's a foregone conclusion. I think he believes it. I believe Donald Trump knows he's got his sea legs with him, and he's got more people who support his policies and understand what he's doing for this country. And whether he does it with the panache that they want, they see him getting things done. Man, yet the Democrats want to impeach him. In the last hour, I talked about why the Democrats aren't going to impeach Trump. I'm going to make a prediction. You ready? Here goes another one. I'm going to predict that the Democrats don't impeach Donald Trump. I'm going to predict that. Now, some of you may be, oh, Kevin, you know, big prediction. Okay, well, if you're one of those, then congratulations. You understand me. But, maybe it doesn't seem like it, but there are a lot of people clamoring for impeachment. At the rate at which the media has glommed on to this idea, you would think impeachment is a foregone conclusion. I'm going to tell you, I will make you a bet right now that the Democrats will not impeach Donald Trump. I talked about it last hour, but I'll go ahead and tell you why I think this hour the very same thing. I will repeat myself. The reason why they will not impeach Donald Trump is because Donald Trump is waiting on that moment, and when they impeach him, he's going to say, okay, great, I'm going to prove to you how crooked these people are. Here is the actual evidence that proves that they set the whole thing up, and now they want to get rid of me. So who was obstructing justice? How many people then have to go down? When they prove that these people knew it, how many Democrats do you think know what's happening in this country and the witch hunt turned con job against Donald Trump? And what happens when every one of them who sits on these committees and they can connect the dots to say all these people were part of the obstruction of justice that really occurred, which is against Donald Trump? And that is why the Democrats will not impeach Donald Trump. Because it would open up a can of kick butt that you haven't seen unleashed on them in ages. Right now, it's limited to people like Comey and Strzok. And, I think it's going to go all the way up to Obama when it's all said and done. But they can contain what's a substantial amount of damage. But they're looking at it and saying, okay, you know, we're going to lose a couple of big cities here, but at least we'll preserve the country. But if they impeach Donald Trump, they will go. I mean, it is mutually assured, not mutually. Donald Trump will come out like a white knight, and the Democrats will be devastated. Now, you think about it, and you let me know. I'd love to get your opinions. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. MoveOn.org wants to impeach Donald Trump, and I called it the story of Chicken Little. Yeah, so they were going to have all these events. We had these ultimate MAGA parties all over the country on June 15th. We broadcast on America's Voice. We had three locations that were doing bigger events, you know, had at least 100 people. So we had this amazing, you know, thing going. And, And it was a huge success. In fact, we'll be posting some videos, and you can go to ultimatemagaparty.com and you can see some of the stuff. We'll be posting videos. But anyway, that MoveOn.org was going to have 120 events all over the country, cities and towns, and they wanted a massive turnout to impeach Trump. And here's what they said. Donald Trump's abuses of our communities and country demand action from Congress, which is the responsibility and authority to hold Trump accountable. The next crucial step is an inquiry into whether to draft articles of impeachment. Now, MoveOn.org claims on their website, impeach.org, the time is now to push every member of Congress to act on behalf of constituents, country, Constitution, and begin impeachment now. Oh, by the way, please donate. Now, I gave you the secret to the impeachment thing. The impeachment thing is a scare for Democrats. All they want is money. They're not going to follow through, and I just explained it again as to why they're not going to do it. But here was the big... Well, let me go on. MoveOn.org partnered with around 24 organizations on the event, including activist group Invisible, the National Women's March, Democracy for America, and Credo. They looped in celebrities like Chelsea Handler. Yeah, that's pretty interesting use of the word celebrity. And members of the cast and crew of Modern Family to help promote the event. Representative Rashid Tlaib, who's leading the impeachment charge. Really? Since when? In the House of Representatives, was among the legislators and high-profile guests invited to speak at the rallies. But if their intent was to create the impression that hundreds of thousands of Americans stood at the ready to impeach President Donald Trump, the effort failed miserably. Across the country, turnout was sparse, even in dedicated leftist strongholds. In Portland, Oregon, dozens of protesters packed a park to listen to speakers talk about Trump's sins against democracy. Dozens, folks. There weren't 20,000 people across the country that attended these events. And I'm being generous. In fact, I'll even go out on a limb. There weren't 5,000 people at over 120 locations across the country. This, with all the celebrity they threw at it. But they want you to believe that Donald Trump is not popular, that Donald Trump cannot win. It doesn't matter who the opponent is. Put any Democrat name next to him and Donald Trump loses. Now, if you want to believe that, if that's sort of your, you know, the way you roll, then fine. I'm not going to try to convince you. But I know this. I know patterns. You know, I deal with this stuff with logic and reason, but I also look at it mathematically. I look at all the other things, all the factors, and I'm putting it all together. And this is a huge clue as to what Democrats face coming into 2020. They know the reality of it, and now so do you. We'll be back, folks. You're listening to Kevin Jackson.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from...
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Democrats are in a heap and helping to trouble. I left off talking about Limbaugh, talking about this PJ Media article. Trump winning the 2020 money game for now. Says a Trump campaign and the RNC raised a combined $76.1 million the first 3 months of 2019. Over $80 million in combined cash. 21 times the amount that Barack Obama and the DNC had raised at this time in 2011. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. I like that stat because it puts in perspective exactly where things stand at this point in history from 4 years ago. And what's interesting about, or whatever time frame, 8 years ago. So the beauty of this is that it showcases that the Trump machine gets it. I don't know where it's going to end up, but if it's 10 times what Obama could raise, what do you think that means? And by the way, Barack Obama, folks, we're not talking about Joe Biden. We're not talking about Hillary Clinton. We're talking about a guy who was a fundraising machine. In 2008, when Barack Obama was running, It was a privilege to throw a fundraiser for him. People were dying to do it. He couldn't get to enough places. And by 2011, things had changed for sure, that he was still a big fundraising machine. Look at what he's doing for his foundation, another crooked racketeering organization like the Clinton Foundation. He's a fundraising machine. Donald Trump is outpacing this guy 21-1. That is just astounding. I keep telling everybody, he's not even really in the race yet, and he's still going on. Now, what's going on with the Democrats? We've already talked about it. O'Rourke struggling, relaunching his campaign. What's-her-face? Kamala Harris relaunching her campaign. Elizabeth Warren, not heard of. Now, as I've asked you guys many times, name me, I'll give you the top six Democrats. So let's go from the top. We got Biden, we got Sanders, Buttigieg, who's losing steam, O'Rourke, Elizabeth Warren, Kamala Harris. Let's go. Cory Booker. This is what I do for a living. Let me think. Okay, Cory Booker. I remember Yang because he's the only like a dot-com billionaire, but he gets no press. There's that lady that's a congresswoman or something who beats up her staffers. Don't remember her name. I'm just saying, think about you. Once you drop off of that list, I don't even remember most of these people's names. And even the people whose names that I've mentioned, they're struggling. They said, this is an article. Buttigieg may be a Democrat running for president, soaking up the L.A. spotlight today, but the South Bend, Indiana mayor is going to have to get a fundraising move if he wants to catch up with Biden. Again, they are shoehorning in Biden. But Biden raised $750,000 at some Michael Smith, an interior designer's Beverly Hills home the other night, according to a knowledgeable source. I'll put it this way. If Donald Trump wants to raise $2 million, $5 million in a night, easy to do. Anyway, they said, leading in the dough and in the polls, Biden's success may be a spurt out of the gate or a long-term problem for the more than 20 other Democrats in the race. Now, here's what I want you to know. By the way, this was a $2,500 to $10,000 ticket event at the home of It says at the home of Barack Obama's former ambassador to Spain and HBO executive James Costos and his partner and ex-White House interior designer Michael Smith. $2,500 to $10,000. So that's what he raised. He raised $750,000. Great. And I told you guys, I hope they all do well. I hope they all raise a ton of money. Because any money that goes to all the other 20, it's now 23 or 24 candidates, by the way. Because a new person just added their hat in the ring. Does it matter who it is? Anyway, there were protesters outside of that event. And, it's not going to be an easy go. I guess I'm trying to figure out where do you go from here? Biden said this, though. You don't have a choice. You don't have a choice. Run. This is what he said. Somebody told him. This is not about you. Run, Joe, run. Thank you very much. Oh, my gosh. Big trouble, man, for these guys. And let me tell you why. Joe Biden had it. We talked about it. But Joe Biden had an event. A couple hundred people there. It looks like they had it in an old folks home. And I love old people. But let me tell you, this audience looked like it was 80-year-olds. Now, you may say, Kevin, but there are people that like Biden. There are some youngsters. Show me any youngsters. Show me Biden going to a college and there being a hoopla over him. Let me hearken you back to the days of Obama. When this man went to colleges and universities, I'm talking you couldn't. There was standing room only. You couldn't get in. He energized all these kids. And they're talking about the vote of the what they call them, the Generation Z and the millennials. There's nobody that gives a crap about Biden or any other candidate on that ticket. There's no pizzazz. Let me tell you what they did. With Obama, they gave the Democrats an endorphin high. They gave him a shot of a crack. And it burned out most of their synapses. And now they can no longer reach that high. That's what drugs do to you, by the way. Kills your synapses, and you can't reach that high.
So in order to get that high, it has to be artificial. So they tried to create it. Oh, the Russian collusion, that'll give them a high. But it doesn't. It was a short-lived high. And let me tell you why I know this. This is another sign of bad news for the Democrats. Senator Bernie Sanders has seen his support drop sharply among young voters that have powered his rise in the Democratic politics, according to a new poll. Survey from the Morning Consult finds that Sanders' support among young people between the ages of 18 and 29 has dropped from 45% in March to 33% in May. Sanders' support with the youngest voters, who propelled his surprising challenge to then Democratic contender Hillary Clinton in 2016, has steadily declined in the poll since topping out at 46%. Overall, former Vice President Joe Biden has opened up a big lead in the Democratic field, coming in at 39%. Keep in mind, just the other day, they were talking about Biden being in the 40s. Now he's at 39, and it says followed by Sanders at 19, and now Sanders was at 22, and Elizabeth Warren and Kamala Harris are now at 8%. Now here's what's funny about that. It used to be Buttigieg and O'Rourke, but those two are at 8%. Now Buttigieg is at 6%, and O'Rourke is at 5%. And here's what I would say is even worse news for the Democrats, that anybody even cares about that, the fact that these people are still getting some play here. You know what I'm saying? That these folks are getting any type of percentage at all. That should be scary to the Democrats. So what do they got to do? They got to go on a feeding frenzy. They got to eat each other alive. There's blood in the water. Who's going to pick up Buttigieg's 5 points? Who's going to pick up O'Rourke's? Talk about it when we get back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. Oh, it's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs, and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A GOP senator who generally supports the president is concerned about his latest foreign policy. Here's more from USA's Chris Barnes reporting from Washington.
This to me is just unnerving to its core.
Republican Senator Lindsey Graham, reacting to word from the White House that it's pulling hundreds of U.S. troops back from northern Syria, green-lighting a planned Turkish offensive against the longtime U.S.-backed Kurdish forces there. Graham calling it irresponsible.
To say to the American people ISIS has been destroyed in Syria is not true.
Graham was speaking on Fox and Friends. The president says the U.S. has defeated ISIS and will bring soldiers home rather than fight in endless tribal wars there. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I think we're about to witness a PR campaign on behalf of Adam Schiff that you never thought you'd see. I mean, this dude looks like a Pekingese. What are those dogs with the big eyes? This guy's going to need a PR campaign. He put himself in the political crosshairs of President Donald Trump. And he's not going to like the outcome. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. These are strictly the smooth stylings of me. But I believe in what I'm saying because I'm reading the tea leaves. I'm looking at things differently. See, I don't believe the media. I'm looking at things rationally, through pragmatic eyes. Chip is the hyena who leads his clan and prowls the plains. If you don't know it, hyenas are led by females. And absent a male lion, hyenas can intimidate prides of female lions, chasing them off of kills. They are very mean predators from the dog family. People don't realize that, but they're not from the cat family. I don't know what you would think, but they're from the dog family. But when a male lion shows up on the plains, hyenas know, keep your distance. Don't get anywhere near. I watched a video where a male lion, a hyena clan was harassing these female lions, and a male lion got the message, and he came back, and I'm serious, you got to see this clip. I don't know, you know, National Geographic, whatever, but you got to see this clip. This male lion, who's normally pretty lethargic, they don't really chase things down too much, and then they only do short distances. He ran this hyena down and killed it. You know, now, in a one that I saw when we posted this on our website, a male lion runs down a hyena and starts to kill it. And the other hyenas show up, and normally, you know, they would chase off a female. This male is crunching this hyena and essentially looking up, daring the other hyenas to come in and get some. Now, I don't know if you've ever seen a hyena on the plains. They are formidable animals. You do not want to be chased down by a hyena. They have an unbelievable endurance, and they have the strongest bite pressure of any carnivore. They're amazing. I tip my hat to them, not politically, because Adam Schiff, he's that hyena, that female hyena leading a pack, gets too close to the male. And he is now on a political Serengeti being chased down by a male lion. Too close to the king of the jungle. Here's what Fox News reported not too long ago. A day after President Trump decried what he called the politics of revenge and partisan investigations into the State of the Union address, Democrat House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff announces a new wide-ranging probe into the president's foreign business dealings and Russian election meddling, as if we haven't learned enough about this. And then, as I reported just a bit earlier in the broadcast today, Adam Schiff is supposedly, according to Bloomberg, he's hiring Trump insiders. Now, I'm going to tell you something. There are no Trump insiders that you can hire that are going to give any more information. And I want to take you back to the person who would know the most about Donald Trump, Michael Cohen. Trump's former attorney, who supposedly had all the dirt, he had all the payoffs, he had all the bimbo alerts. If there's anybody that's got dirty underwear of Donald Trump stored away in a basket waiting to bring it out, it's Michael Cohen. And I ask you a very simple question, people listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. What's happened? You know the answer. Nothing. Let me tell you something. Donald Trump fiercely condemned this move, and he called Adam Schiff a political hack on a partisan search and destroy mission, is what he said. Those two words foretold the demise of Adam Schiff. The two words I'm talking about, political hack. See, Donald Trump doesn't come up on these things by accident. He's a studied, deliberate person, despite what the Democrats tell you. And when he finally targets something and he comes up with the right thing to summarize what he believes about that person's days are numbered. Trump called out the porous Mexican border. Leftists have tried for 3 years to demonize this man about the border and about Mexicans and about immigrants and you name it, to no avail. Trump's steadfast stance on build the wall, or whatever the leftists want to call it, leaves leftists dumbfounded in their tracks. They're just peeing on themselves and they stand in the puddle. Now, surely Donald Trump would have succumbed to being called a racist, right? Or a xenophobe, right? Or inhumane, killing babies at the border. But Trump doesn't falter. See, most people would get caught up in that rhetoric and go, I don't want to be called a baby killer. What? Please don't call me. And then they would go, oh, he doesn't like that. Let's keep going. They're talking, he's ripping children away at the border. And Trump's like, yeah, sort of like you ripping babies away at the womb. See, that's how you get them. Y'all are out there going, man, that Kevin's good. He's good. That boy's good. Boy got talent. See, Donald Trump sets his sights on a problem, and then he solves it, period. So I'll give you some examples. Colin Kaepernick. People complained about Trump involving himself in what they deemed minutia, but it turns out that honoring the anthem, the flag, the country, our veterans mean something, particularly in light of how Democrats now are perceived as anti-Americans. Now, most people, Democrats, we're Americans, we believe in the Bible and apple pie and Chevrolet and hot dogs and whatever, and whatever. But let me ask you, somebody remind me, where's Kaepernick? In the follow-on battle that ensued, Democrats are losing the border wall battle partially because of Trump's stance on Kaepernick in the NFL as it segued into this border issue. Do you understand now how important that issue was? Because it was honoring the flag, our sovereignty, our war heroes, etc., our first responders, all the things that make America great again. And in his infinite long game wisdom, as I explained Donald Trump, he understood that. Perhaps more importantly than anything, Trump made it clear to Democrats and their most loyal base, black folks, that he won't put any special interest ahead of making America great again. Who else has gone up against Trump? Litany of people and businesses. Most of these folks lie in a veritable wasteland, and this is because Trump knows what fights to pick. And when he fights to win. He's like me. You leave me alone, man. You can tell any story you want. You push me to the edge of fighting, and you know what I'm fighting for? I'm fighting for my life. That's the way I view any time I got to raise these fists and feet or, you know, pull out a weapon, I'm fighting for my life. So guess what's going to happen to you? You get the picture? See, Adam Schiff's going to find this out the hard way. Trump fights to the death. And in his demand for more materials, he's relitigating the Democrats' losing position. Most Democrats want this Russian collusion farce swept under the rug, if not gone away, but Adam Schiff plays female hyena. He's running around the plains, getting a little closer to the mail line, going, ah! You know, that laugh. I can't do the hyena laugh, but you know what I'm talking about. So the Intelligence Committee voted to hand over all these interview transcripts to Special Counsel Robert Mueller that were generated by the panel's previous Russian investigation, which was conducted under GOP leadership and concluded last March. And that investigation found no evidence of collusion against Trump in the campaign with the Russian government in 2016. And they said, here you go. Now, they had previously voted to release these transcripts, but it had been held up by an intelligence community review because they were concerned about sensitive materials. Now, Grassley has said he's expecting Mueller's report within a month. The clock is ticking. The clock's ticking on this border issue, but the clock is ticking on the Mueller report as well, because nothing's coming out of that report. Now, the Democrats don't know what they're looking for. Schiff said was it will include the scope and scale of the Russian intervention in 2016 and the extent of any links or coordination, which, again, will yield absolutely nothing. But let me tell you what it does yield. When Grassley said that they expect to have this Mueller report within 30 days, the clock's ticking on Schiff. He knows. He's been a leaker. He's been complicit. And I'm going to tell you, Trump's got a lot going for him because the public is sick of this. They're tired of the chirping by the Democrats. No more 2 years, no more 2 months of this. Second, the Democrats underestimate Donald Trump. Democrats have gone too far for too long with too much power. And with all of Trump's winning, you would think they would finally go, you know what, we better take this dude seriously. But they don't. Third, Trump knows and understands the deep state now. Because of that, he's got forces at play undermining the very people that were undermining him. He's a shrewd businessman and not a bumpkin, which goes back to point number two. And then the final point, Trump has righteousness on his side. He hasn't done anything. So attempts to prove otherwise make the Democrats look desperate, which is what they are. If they were smart, they would support him and leave him alone. But Schiff is a female.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board-certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product. Yeah.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Well, I get asked this question from time to time. I tell folks, Brian, I'm not a psychiatrist, so I can't assess the president's mental state. But I will tell you my sense of it is, covering him for a pretty long period of time now, is that he's more crazy like a fox. And, you know, for example, I talk about in the book, you know, Steve Bannon explains in an interview that I had with him that, you know, what Trump tries to do is really control the narrative by saying sensational things that sound wild and nutty sometimes. And he does this because he knows it dominates the news cycle, and so that makes it a priority for us in the news business to talk about him nonstop, and he loves that, and he capitalizes that.
Maybe the most sane
thing I've heard Acosta say in a long time. He played that clip the other day because Brian Seltzer said Seltzer tries to promote that Donald Trump is losing it. Yeah, he's unhinged. I told you, we did a whole segment on that, that they wanted us to believe how crazy Donald Trump is. He's losing it. He's crazy. You can't let him have the button. What will he do to the economy? What will he do to this? And then guess what? He's a rock star. Try selling that. Yes. How many lies can you attempt to sell and then it become so blatantly untruth? You know, people who discover the truth and they go, yeah, just shut up. Man, just shut up. That's where we are right now. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's you're listening to. But here's crazy like a fox. Here's Donald Trump finally bringing to the fore what I've been saying, what others have been thinking, what people around the periphery have not wanted to say. And this speaks to exactly what I just played from Jim Acosta. And here's Donald Trump.
I clearly believe there was a group of people working against you. Do you think President Obama was behind it?
I would say that he certainly must have known about it because it went very high up in the chain. I'm not going to make that statement quite yet, but I would say that President Obama had to know about it.
I love how Trump speaks. It's a crazy way to say it, because if you go back and listen to that clip at KJRadio.com, and I hope you will, check us out. Didn't send it to somebody else. Donald Trump says, I'm not going to say it like that, but I'm going to say it. Now, it sounds like doublespeak, but he's like, well, you know, I mean, I can't really say that, but, you know, it seems like he did. So he says it without technically saying it, because he says, no, I'm not going to say that, but I'm kind of going to say something close to that. I don't want to call it genius speak, because it is confusing, and you'd hate to be negotiating with a guy like that, because he's going to always go, I didn't say that. And if you go back and you were to read the transcript, he really didn't. Check it out for yourselves. 844-551-8255 if you want to chime in. Strong words, folks. Donald Trump saying publicly, the previous guy, the guy who said he was going to help me with my transition, the guy who lost in a he's transitioning from one form of leadership to another. I've been duly elected by the people of the United States and the Electoral College, and he is undermining me. That's treason. And Donald Trump, without saying it, because what he was really alluding to is what I just said, that the former president of the United States committed treason against me. Yeah, George Stephanopoulos gets Trump to say what Stephanopoulos knows, what many other people in the media know, what everybody in the Democrat elite circus knows and the elite circles know, that Barack Obama led the charge to keep Donald Trump out of office. And I alluded to him when he made the comment about Donald Trump needs to just mind his business and get the campaigning. I'm also going to allude to the fact of when the Democrats knew that the fix was in and that they were going to win, what was the admonition, what was the warning they gave to all of us? Let me remind you. They told us, you need to just get ready to accept whatever the direction is of the United States citizens. You need to accept, what was it called? The outcome of the election. And let whoever wins govern. Did they do this? No. Why? You've been in my class long enough to know. Democrats tell you the opposite of what they're going to do. The only way Democrats are going to live up to what they tell you is if you follow them, if it goes their way. If it doesn't go their way, they are giving you the opposite of what they plan on doing. That's how this works. Now, I don't need to play you the montage of Democrat insiders, people that were getting a wink, wink, nod, nod, being told, don't worry, folks, Hillary Clinton's going to win. Don't sweat it. The FBI people, the CIA, the NSA operatives, everybody was told,
Keep doing your job. Donald Trump won't win. We will go nuclear. We've got insurance policies. He will not win. We'll clean this up after the fact. That was the plan. And all the Holly weirdos, the people that were making the comments, so I need to play this montage saying Donald Trump will never be president. Donald Trump will never be president. He will never be president. He's never. He will never be. Nowhere. There's no way, no how. It is not going to happen. All those people were being told by political insiders that Donald Trump had a snowball's chance in hell of being president because the fix was in. Barack Obama went on late night saying to, and he jokingly said, and it wasn't a joke to him, well, at least Donald Trump, you will never get to say that, or whatever he said in his sweet tweets on Jimmy Kimmel. Well, guess what? Donald Trump won. And it shocked everybody beyond belief, and they had to continue this. So, the ruse continues. The only difference is, they don't have the control. And I've explained all the different functions. I mean, I know people are still, Kevin, what's going to happen? Man, Kev. Let me tell you, folks, the director Ray is in trouble. He's being looked at introspectively by A.G. Barr. They've replaced John Huber, a Barack Obama appointee who Jeff Sessions put in charge of investigating the Russian collusion as well as the Clintons. 9 months, 10 months have gone by. We've got Bupkis. They replaced him with John Durham, who brought down the FBI. Those are critical things that have happened. You're not going to hear the cockiness, the pomp. You know, you're not going to watch Comey and these guys get all cocky about the FBI anymore. You're going to watch them go into protective mode, which is what they've been doing. Where's Eric Holder? Susan Rice was asked to comment. She ran like a scalded dog from a reporter just asking her basic questions. This is not going to go well for the Democrats. And now you have what has to be the worst possible thing. I mean, this is like your daddy or your mama telling you, when we get home, you're getting a butt whooping. I don't know if you've ever, you might be a spare the rod family, but my family wasn't. If I misbehaved and my grandmother said, when we get home, you're getting a butt whooping, it wasn't like I was going to get a reprieve when she was going to forget when I got home. I was getting a butt whooping. Well, I'm telling the Democrats right now, when we get home, you're getting a butt whooping. Because that's where we are. Donald Trump has now said, you know what? I've got enough information to pretty much say without saying, as I played the clip earlier, that Barack Obama knew about this. This isn't Alex Jones. And remember when Donald Trump said they spied on my campaign and the media tried to pass it all? Look at him. Admiral Rogers had to go over and tell him, violating protocol, going around James Clapper, the NSA DNI guy, defense, whatever he is, Director of National Intelligence. He goes around Clapper, goes to the White House, tells Donald Trump, you're being spied on. And Trump moves everything out. Goes over to Trump Tower, I think it was. And the cake hit the fan. I'm just telling you, there's a lot of other people in this lineup that are now starting to get scared. But when Donald Trump now calls you out and says, no, I'm not talking about Jim Comey. I'm not talking about Fusion GPS and Perkins Coie and Google and all these other people. I'm talking about baby black Jesus. He's done it. And they tried to make Trump look stupid when he moved his offices and said, I'm being spied on. And what have we learned? He's been spied on. They better be in fear for their ever-loving lives, because now Trump has Barack Obama in the crosshairs. And suddenly, you're going to watch things turn. And I kept saying, I've been saying to you guys, why don't the Democrats impeach him? Why don't they? They've got all the muscle to do it. Do it. They'll never get it, but let them impeach. And the reason is, the minute they do it, Trump is going to start dropping nuclear bombs on them that they've never seen before. I got to leave it there.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.